Indian forces have opened fire in the disputed border region of Kashmir, killing at least two Pakistani civilians. Pakistani officials say that one of the victims was a teenage girl, calling the action unprovoked firing. The Pakistani forces returned fire, and the exchange continued for several hours. Now on Tuesday, Indian forces opened fire and killed a Pakistani soldier in the same area. Kashmir has been a serious bone of contention between India and Pakistan since 1947, when the two countries gained independence. Now, each of the two neighbors controls a part of Kashmir, but both claim the region in its entirety. And now, joining out of Kashmir, we're joined by Shahana Butt, Press TV correspondent. Shahana, can you give us the latest of what's going on in this recent firing over the Kashmir region?
Well, I think before I tell you the latest, let's go back to history. That it's been 6.5 decades, nothing has resolved between India and Pakistan about Kashmir. And we are seeing the repercussions each day. I think almost every time we see clashes on the borders and the resolution is there and then it stands, there is nothing happening. It's a standstill kind of a situation between the two countries. Every time the violation of ceasefire happens and every time the two countries talk, but something happens again and the fire starts again. Ultimately, the entire brunt is on the locals. Today, even if you see that just some time ago, NSA level talks were cancelled by India and Pakistan just because India didn't want to involve Kashmiris into the foreign secretary level talks. So they just want to decide the future of entire Kashmir on its own. The two countries, especially India, wants to decide the future of Kashmiris on its own, which Pakistan does not agree and say that they need to involve Kashmiris to know what they want to do with the entire issue. And again, the director generals of the two border security forces met recently just to discuss issues regarding what is happening on the border, because every time there is firing incidents on the borders, and people are getting killed, civilians are getting killed. There is no sort of an infiltration that Indian government used to claim. Now the situation from the Pakistani side has come down, as we see that there is no infiltration happening. But what is happening in the border is, like, despite India and Pakistan talking, the two countries blame each other every time for the violation of ceasefire that was initiated in 2003. I don't think that this ceasefire has actually worked, because the two countries have always been on loggerheads, and there hasn't even been a single issue on which they have worked out things. Like, they thought they will talk, but even now they're not talking on any of the issues. The major issue between the two countries is Kashmir, but Kashmir continues to be a bone of contention, as you rightly said, and there seems no way out for Kashmiris in the resolution. But one thing for sure at the moment I see is that Kashmiris need is there should be international intervention for the resolution of the issue. Unless and until international bodies do not intervene in the issue, I don't think there will be a resolution. Today also the same thing happened. Unprovoked firing. India says from the Pakistan side and Pakistan says from the Indian side.